The secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Wesso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Moorlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Wykowski.
Thank you. Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Jill Cornell Tarter is an American astronomer and the former director of the SETI Institute, working on the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. She says, "Ultimately, we actually all belong to only one tribe, to Earthlings. Creative Presence, our God, we wish to be, with your help, wiser than we are. We thank you for those creative people, like Jill Tarter, who search the universe for other life, only to remind us of our need to appreciate the astonishing magnificence of the moving, breathing world of creatures on our own planet. Mothering Spirit, be with us, Earthlings, as we come together in our struggles, pooling our wisdom and our energies of hope, convinced that in the end, all will somehow be well. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, we're moving on to privileges of the floor. Senator Leyva. Senator Leyva at the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could have just a moment to bring our volleyball players in.
Absolutely. I could ask all of the members to please take your seat as we begin our session today. Senator Leyva, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Good afternoon, members. Please join me in welcoming to the Senate floor the 2019 NCAA Division II champions, the California State University San Bernardino women's volleyball team. The CSUSB women's volleyball team is ranked number one in the nation. Let's say that again, number one in the nation. And maintain their perfect undefeated record this season with 33 consecutive match wins. Only two of those matches were taken to five sets, which includes their December 14, 2019 championship match against the previously unbeaten University of Nebraska. This is the first national championship for the California State University San Bernardino, and the women's volleyball team is the first team from California to claim a Division II II title since 1989. So these women are pretty amazing. They are also the third team in NCAA history to capture the title during an undefeated season. I'd also like to recognize the Vice President of Student Affairs, Paz Olivares, as well as the leadership and guidance of the team by Athletics Director Sean Farrell, Head Coach Kim Chernis, and Associate Head Coach Danny Scott. But right now I'd like to acknowledge some of these amazing women. When I call your name, put your hand up. Alexis Cardoza, Sasha Dominique. Did I say that even close to being right? What was it?
Yeah, is that right? Close, yeah.
Okay, I was close. Okay, thank you. Kaylee Scott, Jalen Hayes, and Mahana Ma. This hard work and dedication shown by these women athletes, all while balancing busy schedules, academic schedules, and breaking records and winning a championship, is truly amazing. Colleagues, it's with great pleasure that I bring these young women to the California State Senate floor. Please, let's give them a round of applause.
A big Senate congratulations to the CSU San Bernardino volleyball team. Congratulations to the CSU San Bernardino volleyball team. We're very proud of you. Thank you for joining us here today. Moving on, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the following bills with floor amendments will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Okay. Senator Mitchell, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President. Under motions and resolutions, members, there's a letter at the desk requesting withdrawal of Senate bills 809 through 848 from the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee. And order the bills to second reading.
Senator Grove.
Request a roll call vote and Republicans vote no, please.
There is a request for a roll call vote. Republicans are asking for a no vote. Majority Leader is asking for an aye vote. Please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta. Atkins, Bates, no, Bell, Borges, Bradford, aye, Caballero, aye, Chang, Daly, no, Dodd. Durazo. Aye. Galgiani. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. No. Hertzberg. Hill. Hill, aye. Wesso. Aye. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Jones. No. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Moorlock. No. Morrell. No. Nielsen. No. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Stern. Aye. Umberg. Aye. Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. No.
Please call the absent members. A reminder, majority leader is asking for an aye vote.
I just want you to know what I'm doing for.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Bell. Aye. Borges. No. Chang. No. Dodd.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Skinner.
The motion passes. Ayes 27, noes 10. Members, we're going to move on to consideration of the daily file. Moving on to governor's appointments, items number one and number two, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number one is the confirmation of Connie Gibson as Director of the Division of Adult Institutions at CDCR. Ms. Gibson has spent her entire 32-year career at CDCR, serving in numerous roles at the department. She was approved on the unanimous 5-0 vote by the Rules Committee on the 19th of February. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Is there any discussion or debate on this appointment? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins. Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgiani.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Moorlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio. Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Atkins. Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
37 ayes, no, zero. The appointment is approved. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number two is the confirmation of our very own Senator McGuire to the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission. He was approved by the Rules Committee on February 19th on a 3-2 vote. No, actually, it was a 5-0 unanimous vote. I respectfully asked for an aye vote.
Oh, Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam President. I am deeply concerned about this appointment. He is someone who is extremely important to this body, involved in many of our important issues, and I am not certain, members, whether he has the time to both give the appropriate level of attention to this very important committee as a commissioner of Pacific States Marine Fisheries in his district that extends from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Oregon border, at the same time working on all these issues. I raise that for your consideration, members.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Senator Archuleta.
Madam President, I believe this appointment sounds awfully fishy to me.
Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. I stand in rebuttal to the senator from Los Angeles. I think the senator from Sonoma should be appointed to at least another dozen more committees. He has got so much energy. He's so vivacious. We've got to put him wherever we can, so I recommend an aye vote. Thank you, Madam President.
Is there any further discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta. Atkins. Bates. Bell. Borges. Bradford. Caballero. Aye. Chang. Daly. No. Dodd. Durazo. Galgiani. Aye. Glazer. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. No. Hertzberg. Hill. Wesso. Hurtado. Jackson. Aye. Jones. No. Leyva.
Probably aye.
Aye. McGuire. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Moorlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Pan. Portantino.
No.
No. Roth. Rubio. Skinner. Stern. Aye. Umberg. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Wilk. Aye.
This looks a bit iffy, but I'm going to ask to call the roll again.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Chang. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Wesso.
I can't say yes.
Aye. Aye. Hurtado. Aye. McGuire. Monning. Aye. Morrell.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Pan. Aye. Roth. Portantino, no to aye. Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner. Umberg.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Jones, no to aye. Grove, no to aye. Daly, no to aye.
Ayes 36, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. Members, we're going to move on to, we're returning to motions and resolutions. This is the time to address the adjourn in memories. Senator Jackson.
Yes, thank you, Madam President, colleagues. Today I rise during appropriately Women's History Month to adjourn in the memory of Rosalind Palmer Walker, Walter, who was known as the original Rosie the Riveter. She passed away on March 4th in her home in Manhattan. She was born June 24th, 1924, in Brooklyn. She grew up with all the benefits of an upper-class life. She attended, one of the first women to attend, a college preparatory boarding school, and chose, though, during World War II, to come forward, to step up, and to work in the assembly line at Vought Aircraft Company. This was a job that had previously been reserved for men. She worked the night shift, driving rivets into the metal bodies of Corsair fighter planes. And when she was written about in a newspaper article, a song was written about Rosie the Riveter. The song captured an historical moment that helped sow the seeds of the women's movement in the last half of the 20th century, because she, as well as other women, went on to take jobs at manufacturing plants that had previously been held by men who were, many of whom were off fighting in the war. She was someone who took her responsibilities both as an American and as a woman very seriously. And after the war, later in her life, she became a major philanthropist and one of PBS's principal benefactors. Many years ago, I guess it's 5 years ago, when we honored the passage of the Fair Pay Act at the Rosie the Riveter Museum in Richmond, California, we had 10 others of the original Rosie group there wearing their bandanas and pumping their fists as a reminder that women have and continue to and desire to contribute equally to the advances and to the challenges associated with this country. Rosie the Riveter, Rosalind Palmer Walter, passed away having been the first to lead the charge. There are many that have followed after her, and hopefully there will be many others who will lead the path to women's equality. With that, I would respectfully ask that we adjourn in her memory.
Thank you for bringing her name forward and memorializing her here on the Senate floor. Senator Bell.
Madam President, today I rise to request an adjourn in memory of the late Susan Hammer of San Jose. Susan was the mayor of San Jose in the late 1980s and 1990s, throughout the 1990s. She served previously to that as a member of the San Jose City Council. And I served with Susan for 12 years as a city council member. She was born in Monrovia, went to University of California, Berkeley, and worked with her husband, Phil, on her first political campaign was for John Kennedy. And then she got a job on the first Peace Corps staff. She returned to the hometown of her husband's hometown of San Jose and got involved in politics. She was a progressive champion of women's rights and inclusiveness. Her visionary work and leadership included pushing for diversity within the city's boards and commissions and a deep commitment to underserved communities. Some of her accomplishments included creating a green line around San Jose to control sprawl, expanding arts and celebrating culture. She passed a living wage ordinance while she was mayor in the 1990s. And created a housing program for low-income housing. Also, a gang task force and opened youth centers in San Jose. Susan had a good sense of humor, and as a council member working with her, I found her to be one of the most collegial, understanding, and collaborative mayor that I ever served with, and I served with four mayors. During her tenure, four of the city's most complete, significant public buildings were commissioned. We have the San Jose Repertory Theater, which is now the Susan and Phil Hammer Theater. We completed the Mexican Heritage Plaza, a major cultural center in Northern California for Mexican heritage. The SAP Center, that's our shark tank. And probably most significantly, the joint library. They developed a joint library with San Jose State University and the city of San Jose, which is one of the largest libraries in California now, the joint library between San Jose State and San Jose City. Susan's leadership laid a strong economic foundation also for the tech industry, welcoming companies like Adobe and Cisco to San Jose. And she served after she left the mayorship of San Jose to the Board of Education, appointed by Governor Gray Davis. She was a leader that was a strong, forceful, and compassionate person, modeled her living as a life service to her community, and her legacy will be seen in San Jose for generations. She passed away at her home in company of her family and survived by her husband, Phil, children Phil, Hallie, and Matt, and six grandchildren. And we'd like to adjourn the Senate in her memory, the great mayor of San Jose, Susan Hammer, second woman elected mayor in San Jose. And we'd like to have this meeting adjourned in her memory.
Please bring Mayor Hammer's name to the desk so she can be properly memorialized. And thank you for bringing her name forward. If there is no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Thursday, March 12th, we will reconvene at 9 a.m.
Announcement, the Democratic Caucus will meet in the Maddie Lounge at the end of session, and the Republicans will meet in room 305. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. We are concluded.